Good morning, church. Good morning. Good to see you. Well, I have some announcements to start right off for you. Let's see, oops, let's get it quiet. Okay, Monday, October 3rd, that's tomorrow. That's the advanced care planning that Jessica was telling us about this. This is session tomorrow night from 6:30 to 8. You can see, I think, check your email for the details on that, but that should be a really beautiful time. Okay, then Tuesday is our prayer meeting. Actually, it's not going to be this Tuesday because there's a pastoral search committee meeting, but sorry about that, yeah. But please think about joining us in the weeks to come. Then October 5th, wow, we've got a lot this week. That's great. Wednesday is a care team meeting. This is at Jan's home, right? Yep. And that is at 6:30. Then Thursday, we've got the Romans Bible study. That's at 6 p.m. with the Reed family. If you haven't checked it out yet, you really should. And then October 9th, so this is next Sunday, we're going to have another church business meeting. Thank you for joining us on the last one. I was out of town. I missed it. We have a special treat for you this morning, a family missionaries to Africa, and Don will be introducing them. So I think if Bonnie's ready, the children can go to children's church. Is she? Oh, that's a great idea. Okay, yeah. So just stay for the music, and then we'll dismiss you later, kiddos. Are there any that are just sort of come up last minute, pressing? Yes. Yeah. Have you heard from him? Okay. Yes, absolutely. I am. Okay, I was just about to ask her first name. Okay, so Martha has a friend who's having some health problems with her wrist, right? And also some legal struggles. She prefers to remain anonymous, but we'll lift her up at this stressful time. Okay, thank you. Bonnie. What's her first name? Brianna. Okay. Ooh, so is she in the hospital? Okay. 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 Yeah. Okay. Renelle. Okay. Prayer for Renelle's daughter, Kasha. Anyone else? Well, let's go to prayer. Father, I just praise you for who you are. You are huge and mighty and eternal God. And we are just this little blip on the history line. And we just praise you for being here with us. And being present and being in all the details of our lives. I can look back over the last couple weeks and just see your hand working in all the details. And I shake my head in awe that you have gone well far ahead of me, well beyond me, and prepared my green pastures and my still waters. I lift up to you right now, Pastor Jim. I don't believe anyone has heard from him, and we were expecting him this morning, so I just cover him by the blood of Jesus, and I lift him up to you, and I say that he is hidden in the secret place of the Most High, and no harm shall befall him in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray a covering over Susan. Father, I just ask that you would be the answer to their every need right now, physically and emotionally. And we just trust you, Lord, that your plans for them are good, for to prosper them and not to harm them. I lift up Martha's friend who has some wrist pain. I don't know if it's an injury or just a chronic thing, but Father, you took on all of our sicknesses and diseases on yourself so that we might be healed. And I just ask that you would touch her this morning and bring relief in Jesus' name. I lift up to you Renelle's Kasha. Father, you know the need. You see her where she is. You see her hurts, her great needs. Lord, help her to see that in the midst of her struggles, all she needs to do is look up and cry out to you. And I ask that you would use the circumstances that she finds herself in to bring her closer into your arms. And I pray the same thing for Bonnie's daughter, Brianna. Father, thank you that you have protected her, and even though this infection went into her blood, you are you made her, you knit her together, and I just pray a healing touch over her, that infection would be gone immediately in Jesus' name, and that you would use this. I don't know if she's scared, but Bonnie's scared, and we know that fear is not from you. You have not given us a spirit of fear, and so we know that's from the enemy. You have given us a spirit of power and love and a strong mind. So I just pray a strong mind over Bonnie, that she would be a bright, strong testimony to her daughter, and that her daughter would see the peace and the love from her mom and just point back to her Savior. You've been chasing after her. Praise you for that. I feel like I'm forgetting something here. But I lift up all the needs of the congregation. I want to thank you for the visiting family today, your missionaries to Africa. And I praise you that they are joining us today and that we get to hear from them and what they are up to. And I ask your blessings on them, that you would just open the floodgates and pour out and fill up their every need. I thank you that they walk by faith. They are trusting you to meet their every need. Father, thank you for this church family. I love them so much. Thank you that you loved us first. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay.
Good morning. I'm super excited today because my friends Moses and Lisa are here. I've been trying to get them here for years, but COVID changed that, and then schedules kept not happening, so they're finally here, and I'm so glad. I kind of always have pictured heaven to be, you know, we're going to always be praising the Lord, and we'll never be tired, and we'll never have to sit down, and our arms will never get tired from being up in the air. And I think that there's going to be, like, different sections of worship, if you've ever been to one of those places where they're having, like, different concerts at the same time. So, like, people who like to sing Handel's Messiah will be in one section of heaven, and then people who, like, want to sing hip-hop to Jesus will be in one section. And then there'll be the section of where they're going to hear music today, like what you're going to hear. And that's where I'm going to be most of the time. So Moses is going to let me sing with him, and I'm really excited about that too. So I've known them. Lisa and I figured it out. I've known Lisa for 28 years, and I don't know how much she's going to share about herself, but I'll say a little bit. So Lisa is one of those people that has the awesome testimony of loving and serving the Lord her whole entire life. It's such a blessing to be around people like that. And she came to a point in her life where she said, I want to serve the Lord as a missionary. And so she trained to be a midwife and left us all and went away to Africa. It was very sad, but she sent these wonderful newsletters and emails back about the great things she was doing for the Lord there. And it was wonderful to be able to support her and pray for her and watch that happen. And then one year she brought this guy back with her. and we had this great American wedding, which was really fun, with a lot of African music in it. And then, like, every year that they come back, they end up having another child with them. So, So now there's five lovely people in my life to love and watch them serve. So they're going to tell you all about their ministry, but I just wanted to let you know about them. And so Moses and I are going to sing some songs, and these are kind of lively, happy songs, so I'm hoping you're going to join us in all of that. I have a maraca up here. Martha, do you want the maraca? Well, okay, I knew you would. And then Moses is going to share, and Lisa will tell us a little bit about what they're up to over there. They're with Youth with a Mission, which has been around forever. I know in the 1970s I was getting newsletters from Youth with a Mission, which is called YWAM. It's a missionary organization. So, yeah, we'll just get started. You ready, Moses? All right.
Hello, everyone. How are you doing this morning? Good? Praise God. So if you cannot hear what I'm singing, you can just follow the word and follow the rhythm and also move a little bit.
You have made me glad, oh Lord. You have made me glad, and I'm so grateful. You have made me glad. You have made me glad, oh Lord. You have made me glad, and I'm so grateful. When I consider where you told me at, oh Lord, I was lost, I live away from you. You took me in your arms, you washed me with your blood. You made me a prince in your house. Thank you, Lord, you have made me glad. You have made me glad, oh Lord. You have made me glad, and I'm so grateful. Thank you, Lord, you have made me glad. You have made me glad, oh Lord. You have made me glad, and I'm so grateful. Thank you for life. Thank you for eternity. I am here in your house. Thank you for being with me. Thank you for all your promises. You have made me glad, and I'm so grateful. Thank you, Lord, you have made me glad. You have made me glad, oh Lord. You have made me glad, and I'm so grateful. Thank you, Father, you have made me glad. You have made me glad, oh Lord. You have made me glad, and I'm so grateful.
Lord, when I look at all your blessings in my life, they outnumber the stars in the sky. Your works are more than the sand there is by the sea. You gave me access to the throne of grace. You fulfilled your promises in my life, Lord. You opened a door before me that no one can close. You gave me the power to step on all the power of evil, and nothing can harm me. You chose to dwell in me by your Spirit, and you have never forsaken me. And I want to say thank you with all my heart. You gave me a future, a better future. You have made me glad, and I'm thankful. Listen to my heart, Lord.
You have made me glad. You have made me glad, oh Lord. You have made me glad, and I'm so grateful. Thank you, Lord. You have made me glad. You have made me glad, oh Lord. You have made me glad, and I'm so grateful.
Can we just open our mouths and thank God for maybe one or two things that He did for us? And yeah, just praise His name because He's amazing. So normally when we sing this song in Africa, this is an Africa rhythm, what we are going to sing about, I mean, we move and we dance. So I don't know how comfortable you feel to move here.
Jesus, you are exalted. Jesus, we always lift up. Jesus, you are exalted. Jesus, we always lift up. Jesus, you are exalted. Jesus, we always lift up. Jesus, you are exalted. Jesus, we always lift up. You are the bright shining star. You are the Alpha, you are the Omega. You are the one who defeated the enemy. You are the one we all gave up. Oh Jesus, you are exalted. Jesus, we always lift up. Jesus, you are exalted. Jesus, we always lift up, be lifted 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 up. You are the Lord of the universe. You are the Alpha, you are the Omega. You hold the key to life and death. It's you, Jesus, we always exalt. Jesus, you are exalted. Jesus, we always lift up. Jesus, you are exalted. Jesus, we always lift up. Jesus, you are exalted. Jesus, we always lift up. Jesus, you are exalted. Jesus, we always lift up. From the rising of the sun until it's setting, in all nations, the name of Jesus Christ is above every other name. Babies, children, dad, mom, young people, all the creation, we move, we dance, we move, we dance, we move, we dance, we move, we dance. For Jesus, for Jesus, for Jesus, for Jesus, for Jesus, for Jesus, for Jesus. From the north to the south. From the east to the west, in Africa, in America, in Europe, in Asia, in Australia, all over the world, the name of Jesus Christ is above every other name. Hallelujah. We move, we dance, we move, we dance, we move. We dance, we move, we dance. Jesus, you are exalted. Jesus, we always lift up. Jesus, you are exalted. Jesus, we always lift up. Jesus, you are exalted. Jesus, we always lift up. Jesus, you are exalted. Jesus, we Yahweh lives there. Now this song, Only You, Yahweh, Are God. I don't know if you remember in the Bible the story where there was confusion. And some people, they were worshipping the Baals. And some people, there was one prophet who said, I believe Yahweh is God, but he was not alone. There were many other prophets who were somewhere. And now they decided to, you know the story, right? And finally, people, they were saying, only you, Yahweh, are God. So this song is about that story. God, only you, Yahweh, are God. 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 Only you. Before you, there is no God. After you, there will be none. You are God from age to age. You are the everlasting God. Only you, Yahweh, are God. Only you, Yahweh, are God. Only you, Yahweh, are God. Only you. Only you, Yahweh, are God. 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 Only you, only you, Yahweh, are God. Only you, Yahweh, are God. Only you, Yahweh, are God. Only you. Bright morning star, you are the Prince of Peace, Lamb of God, the faithful one, the one who is the one who is to come. Only you, Yahweh, are God. Only you, Yahweh, are God. Only you. Only you, Yahweh, are God. 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 Only you. Only you, Yahweh, are God. 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 Only you. Holy Lord, holy you are, Yahweh, Almighty God, Eternal God, holy you are. You are holy, Lord, holy you are, Yahweh, Almighty God, eternal God, holy you are.
You are righteous.
You are righteous, Lord. Righteous you are, Yahweh, Almighty God, eternal God. Righteous you are. You are righteous, Lord. Righteous you are, Yahweh, Almighty God, eternal God. Righteous you are.
Lord, you are compassionate and a gracious God. You are slow to anger, rich in kindness and faithfulness. You make the desert green again. You are the father of orphans and the defender of the widow. Your ear is attentive to the cries of the just. You reach out to the weak, you raise him up, and you place him in seats of honor.
You are gracious, you are gracious, Lord. Gracious you are, Yahweh, Almighty God, eternal God, gracious you are. You are gracious, Lord. Gracious you are, Yahweh, Almighty God, eternal God, gracious you are.
When I think of my distress, my misery, the wormwood and the poison, when my soul remembers it is crushed within me, this is what I want to remember, which gives me hope. The mercies of the Lord are not exhausted. His mercies are not ended. They are renewed every morning. Oh, great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I want to hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. It is good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord.
You are faithful, Lord. Faithful you are, Yahweh, Almighty God, eternal God. Faithful you are. You are faithful, Lord. Faithful you are, Yahweh, Almighty God, eternal God, faithful you are.
Thank you.
So thank you so much for sharing all of that. It was such a pleasure to have you and hear what you are doing over on the other side of the world. And thank you for the challenge for just asking us what is our role here, because we do have a role. As soon as he saves us, we're responsible to keep passing it on. So we have a basket up here, and if you would like to give to them, please do that. And I would encourage you to do cash, or if you don't have cash, write a personal check to them, if that's okay with you guys. Okay, I think that's all. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for bringing this precious family to our church this morning. I just feel so blessed to be connected to what they are doing and how you have led them and how you have been faithful to them in providing their needs. And these ministries that they're investing in, I just pray over, Father. I pray over the water systems that you would just pour funds in so that many, many more, exponentially more than they're expecting, can be, wells can be dug, and people can have clean water so that they're not getting sick anymore, so that they're not hauling water all day long and missing education. Father, I know that it is your will that those people should have clean water, and that is your heart's cry. And there were so many other ministries mentioned. I just lift them all up to you, Father. I ask that you would pour out your favor on them and show them, give them success. And bring in more people to help, as they have lost many due to many reasons, particularly COVID. Would you raise them up and bring in an army around them? I just commission angels to come around them and go with them as they've, I don't know how long they're going to be here in the United States, but I just ask that you would bless their travels and their connections, and that you would just wrap them in your love. I praise you for our brother and sister, and I ask that you would move in our hearts, that you would do something with us here in the States, that you would call our name like Samuel, and that we would hear you and say, "Here I am, Lord. Use me, send me." In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. I think you guys are dismissed. I hope that you are enjoying this beautiful weather. I think there's probably only a few weeks left of it. Love you guys. We'll see you next week.